Today FM's Fergal Darcy.
I'm delighted to have this gentleman on the line. What an incredible year as a solo artist, a collaborator and a producer. Phineas O'Connell, how are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well today. I've had more than my fair share of coffee.
Another year, a Christmas song. Your vocals are fabulous on this. It's a ballad that brings comfort.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I think the perfect recipe for a Christmas song includes some melancholy. Christmas songs that are my favorite make me a little sad. I tried to do that with this one.
Now, this wasn't written this year, though. You wrote this last year.
I did. I wrote it December of 2019, which there are plenty of songs that I wrote in 2019 that no longer feel particularly relevant because of the state of the world right now. This song, I got lucky and it stayed relevant.
I would not change a word in this song, my friend.
Thank you.
You have amassed some amount of streams this year, 351.5 million streams on Spotify. The song before I'm talking about is What They Say About Us. This was written in June. You were influenced very much so by the Black Lives Matter movement and the death of Nick Cordero as well in writing this fabulous song.
There's no person whose life hasn't been in some way affected by COVID-19. And so anytime I go through anything, some part of it makes its way into my music. The lockdowns, the quarantine, the sort of anxiety that it produced. I didn't want to write a song that felt like I was capitalizing on something. I didn't want to write a song that felt like, oh, because there's this social movement in the States and across the world of after the murder of George Floyd, the last thing I wanted to do is have people feel like I was like trying to seize the moment and put out some song, make money off it or something. It was just affecting me emotionally. And so I sat on it for a couple months, and I also wanted to make sure that it was vague enough that years from now, you could apply it to whatever you wanted to apply it to. But I'm very proud of that song. It means a lot that you like it.
Blood Harmony for me is beautiful. That's a term that was actually made by my counterpart in the UK, Phil Taggart.
Yeah, he said it like it's a phrase that he'd heard before. But it's the reason I know it as a phrase is because of Phil, who I really adore. I think Phil is a very thoughtful dude, and it was really fun to get to talk to him. Yes, he deserves at least a fair amount of credit for the name of my EP.
It also directly relates to the music that you've done with Billy, because I can remember speaking to her at Electric Picnic last year, and one of the things I brought up is I went, you know, Hostage and Bellyache, when you did that with Phineas, that like that was the kind of the perfect moment where you guys just realized, whoa, We're writing partners. This is it, isn't it?
Yeah, those were two songs that I think we felt very, very confident about. I think we were really proud of those songs, and we really both contributed equally to them. And so they were very important to us. Yeah, I mean, we've just gotten closer and closer as the years have gone on in terms of our writing abilities and the songs we've written. So, but you're right. Those two songs were really the catalyst of it, because Ocean Eyes and 6 Feet Under.
Ocean Eyes was originally written for the Slightlies, though, wasn't it?
And you've done your research.
Hey, but it was originally written for your high school band, and then you went, no, I secretly know that this one's for Billy.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I wrote Ocean Eyes just, you know, one day, and my band did it, and we did it terribly. And I thought, oh, so somebody has to do this better than my band is doing it. And Billy took a swing at it and made it sound amazing. Third song that she put out was Bellyache, which was the first song that we'd co-authored. In many ways, that was the beginning of our collaborative writing relationship. Yeah.
You must be the man in demand. You were the youngest ever winner of Producer of the Year at the Grammy Awards. Congratulations at 22 years of age. What a lot of people don't know is you've worked with Demi Lovato, Justin Bieber, Camila Cabello, Julia Michaels. The list is infinite. Like, you should be touring at this moment in time. But if you were to do all the touring, who would ever look after Peaches the dog?
You know, I tour with Billy. It's really a joy. But we've only had Peaches for a little over a year right now. And so I have spent most of this year at home with Peach, which I'm very grateful to. Yeah, I mean, I get to work with so many wonderful artists. And, you know, usually it's just about trying to retain that balance so that I can continue to make as much music as Billy wants to and work on my own artist project. And so I haven't done anyone else's full album yet. I've only done like Billy's albums and my own projects, because I think signing on to do someone else's like entire album would be maybe more time than I have right now. But I would love to do it at some point.
I think the big shining thing for me here is your solo stuff. Vocally, it's astounding.
Thank you.
I was keeping an eye on you. 2016, New Girl was out. But if you compare that to 2018 and Break My Heart Again, you know, 65.5 million hits. It's huge. It's huge. Now, obviously, congratulations on the additional 3 Grammy noms. Well done on that. Now, one of the ones you're up for is Best Song Written for Visual Medium for No Time to Die. You performed that with Hans Zimmer and Johnny Marr. That's the Bond band. That's the Avengers of music, isn't it? Really, like, you know, this had to be a moment for you at the Brit Awards.
You know what was the coolest part about that whole process was I was pretty intimidated to work with Hans and very intimidated to work with Johnny for 2 reasons. I think one, because I love their work. I love Johnny's guitar playing. I love his songwriting. I love Hans playing. I love his songwriting. And then I think the other one is just because I'm so young and Billy's so young. And I think it's when you work with a person like that who has spent decades making amazing music, it's impossible not to feel a little bit inadequate or maybe like, you know, some level of imposter syndrome. Hans and Johnny and Stephen Lipson, who also co-produced the song with us, could not have been more effusive and kind and cool to work with and collaborative and every bit as brilliant as they seem to be from reading their work. So it has now become my goal to, if I am lucky enough to have a career as long as they do, to when I'm in my 60s, to be as nice to some 18-year-old and her brother as they were to the two of us. They were so cool to us. Couldn't feel more lucky to have gotten to work with them.
I admire that, because the one thing I've always taken away from your music is this initiative that you have of being yourself. You know, you're allowed to conquer the world doing music the way that you want to do it. And you spent a lot of time, you know, from when you were young, when you're 13, getting Logic X and learning how to use that, saving up your pennies to do that. And, you know, you've always been involved in music that way. But one thing that did emerge with the success, particularly of this year for you guys, for me, was that you did it and you also encouraged younger artists that, you know, you can do this. Anyone can do this if you've got the initiative and be yourself about it. I love to see that for young musicians, so they know that we can do this too. It's important. It's reinventing music.
If I have any message to give to anyone, is that there's no gate, there's no thing standing in your way that you don't have, you know, in order to make art that you're proud of. And there's any number of people who, you know, will tell you something that you've made isn't good enough. But really, the power is within your hands to make something that you can be proud of and that can change the world. You know, I don't know that I believed that or used to believe that. And you only believe it with the proof that it happens to you. I think if someone had told me that when I was just starting out, when I was 14, 15, I was starting to make music on my iMac, it would have been so inspiring to me, because I, at the time, I thought I would need to work with all of these people who'd had years more experience than me. You can do it yourself, which is inspiring and exciting to me.
Well, Phineas, that message, you're just giving that to the younger generation, so we really appreciate that. Do check out Phineas's music, Let's Fall in Love for Tonight, loving that. I Lost a Friend, fabulous tune, but the one I'm going to play right now, Another Year. Phineas, you've been a gentleman. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Great to talk to you too.
Today FM's Fergal Darcy.